And let me make this clear. There is a big difference between what happened under the Biden regime and the weaponization, and then holding those people accountable. That is not weaponization. If that doesn't happen, this will happen all over again. So your job, as you talked about in your confirmation hearing, is so important that this never happens again. And holding people accountable who are part of this conspiracy is absolutely your job. And I'm also taking, you don't have to comment on this, your unwillingness to answer questions that have come up. I am led to believe, as a former attorney general, that that might mean there's an ongoing investigation. You don't have to talk about it. The statute of limitations may have run on some of this stuff, but not on a conspiracy. And if you're a co-conspirator in mile marker one, even if you want to get on the exit ramp in mile marker five, you are liable for the conspiracy in mile marker 10. And we are at mile marker 10. And I'll also say what's happening in this country. What's happening with the assault on ICE officers is truly shocking. Deportations are nothing new. Bill Clinton deported 12 million people. 12 million people. You didn't see this. The radicalization that's happened on the left that plays out with political violence is real. And by the way, let me also point out that if we had a scenario where John Thune was on the Supreme Court steps saying you've reaped a whirlwind Supreme Court justices, and then a right-wing assassin tried to kill Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and then a Republican-appointed judge only gave that person 8 years, there would be riots on the streets. Cities would be burning right now.